down to Tasmania, have a chat to Tanya Hansen, because we're going to see a Tassie horse who is in unbelievable form, 6 from 6 and beyond, and has come to the mainland before and proven how good he is. Here's a reminder of what And Beyond can do. Last start.
Sanctioned King in second spot, then Gigi's Cricket, Rising Siang, and here comes the big fellow And Beyond, putting in those giant strides that we've become accustomed to. Have a look at him go. And Beyond ambles up, goes to the front from Date Night. And Beyond puts the head in front. He's going to have to be punched out, but he wins. And Beyond won by a neck. Date Night second.
Right. He's become a bit of a cult hero in Tasmania. Unbeaten 6 from 6. Tanya Hansen joins us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How is your big boy, And Beyond?
Really good. He was feeling really well coming off the track this morning. He's in fine level.
So when does he make the trip across?
He travels across on the boat tomorrow night.
Okay. And now with this COVID situation, are you able to come across, or are you going to have to put him in the care of someone else?
No, none of us are allowed to travel unless we travel over and then we've got a 14-day quarantine, which we're not going to do. So he's going to go over to Rachel Cunningham. That's where he stayed last time. And they looked after him very well, so he's in Rachel's care.
Is it tough not being able to come across for a big Saturday race at Caulfield?
Yes. I was umming about going, but I know the other owners were going, and Kyle and Lauren, who rides his work, were going, and they're a little bit anxious about it all, but, you know, the way it is, we can't do anything about it. We don't, you know, you can't not send him over because we just don't know how long this COVID's going to be around and what impact it's going to have all around. So you've got to take the opportunities when you can.
How good do you think he is, Tanya? That form line when he beat Curran has certainly stood up to be a good mid-winter form line here in Melbourne. So how good do you think he is?
It's a difficult question. I agree that form line is fantastic out of that race. Curran's done an amazing job. Look, he just keeps raising the bar every time we put him up there. So, you know, and again, it's going to be a test for him again. He's got to travel over. He's against the big boys at Caulfield. So, you know, we'll see on Saturday.
How many runners at Caulfield have you had?
Had, well, one. My father had one. We had Braquest a number of years ago.
Yep.
And he ran fourth. He'd run five straight. And we set into Caulfield and he run fourth.
Well, similar form lines here. Hopefully he can go a few better. We haven't got the final field as yet, but in the form that he's in, are you confident that he could go close if he gets a nice gate?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're sweating on, getting a reasonable gate. I don't think the ground's going to be any issue for him, you know, being soft or heavy. We've got Lockie Neindorf on, so we've got a claim, bring his weight back. So, you know, a lot will depend on, obviously, how he travels. Everything goes well. He travelled well last time he went over. So, you know, everything going well, I think he should be very competitive with this.
Well, you'll be cheering him home in the lounge room on the couch on Saturday, and hopefully we'll see you back here very, very soon, and he can add to the picket fence. He's chasing 7 in a row on Saturday and beyond. Good luck, Tanya.
Thank you very much.